Are you in grad school and you find it difficult to balance it all out? Like you have this thing called life constantly tugging at you, and you have maybe a husband or a wife, a girlfriend or a boyfriend, an ex-girlfriend, an ex-boyfriend, and maybe two or three kids also pulling at you, and you just can't seem to balance it out and figure it out because you have this little bitty thing called a dissertation or maybe this thing called a thesis that's hanging around. Where you're in the right place. This podcast is also perfect for anyone who's thinking about going back to school. You've landed in the right place. This is grad school for grown folks. Yeah, grown folks. And here we help you navigate the terrains as a doctoral student, or maybe if you're thinking about being one. So I share the gems with you as an editor, a dissertation coach, and someone who's been in your shoes. I'm Dr. Tanya Vetter. I'm going to drop some gems you don't want to miss. Yeah, there is an easier way to do this, guys. Let's take a listen. Hey guys, welcome to the Grad School for Grown Folks podcast. I am your host, Dr. Tanya Vetter. Welcome to episode 2. I'm excited to talk about cuts, bruises, and yes, grad school. Yes, yes, yes. You know what? Today's topic is all about the Band-Aids. And I know you're like, wait, what? Dr. V, what are you talking about? Yeah. So think about this. You know how we were growing up, or even if you have kids right now, right? You know, the box of Band-Aids have like different sizes. Some are small, some are like super big, some are medium size. So they have different sizes of Band-Aids for different sizes of bruises. And there's a reason for that, right? Some cuts are big because some accidents are huge. Some cuts are small because some are like teeny weeny weeny. Which, by the way, the paper cuts are super small, but y'all know those things hurt. Like they will jack you up for the rest of the day, right? So cuts, bruises, and then there's grad schools. Here's what I'm talking about. We all have bumps and bruises, but some, in my experience, some grad students have the need for much smaller Band-Aids, my friend. And I'll tell you why. I'm going to share 3 things that I've seen as an editor, as a dissertation coach, and as you know, just as an educator, but more specifically as an editor, as a dissertation coach, and also as an online writing tutor, because I've even done that as well for a university, that have caused some students to need those very small Band-Aids and caused some other students to need the big gigantic Band-Aid. You know, that ugly one that don't go with anything that you got on, right? So there are 3 things. Number 1, their approach. Number 2, their support. And the 3rd thing is my favorite, their attitude and their belief. So we're going to unpack this one. We're going to unpack it. It's a yummy one. You don't want to miss this one. So I don't know what you're doing right now, but this is going to be a short episode. You might not know this about me, but I like my episodes really, really short. So the last episode, which was the first episode, was probably going to be the longest episode, probably, right? So these 3 things I've seen made the greatest difference in how you start and how you finish your program, right? So 1, the approach. Most of the students that I've seen, how they start really makes a difference. You know, one of the things I wish I would have done is, with the editing piece, I really wish I would have started earlier for a couple of reasons. 1, chick-ching, chick-ching, chick-ching. Yeah. Hey, look, yo, I would have saved big bucks. I would have saved so much money if I would have started the editing piece like on day 1, I would have saved so much money. So the students that I see who fare really, really well in their approach, they really start the editing piece really early. What do I mean by that? Well, they start looking for an editor really, really early. Really early in the game. So they really start saving their money. They really start looking at their money early. They start budgeting for it early if money is an issue. And they start scouting for an editor that's their fit, right? We'll talk about editors and whether or not they're a great fit, because there is a such thing as an editor not being a good fit for you, all right? So they start early. Their approach is really unique. They start really early. Those who start late, they are stressed out, y'all. Let me tell you something. Look, those who start late, they end up paying cha-ching way more money, or they will go for anyone like the bootleg ones. And let me tell you, you don't want that bootleg one. You do not stay away from the bootleg. The bootleg one will have you not graduating at all. Get an amen? Yes. So that's one of the things I will say about their approach. Like, it's very different. I'm just saying. So here's a secret. Editors charge more the tighter the deadline. I'm gonna say that again for someone. Editors charge more the tighter your deadline. So if you go early and if you start having those conversations earlier, you're gonna fare much better than coming to them 2 days before your paper is due. So that's number one. Number two, their support. Take a breath here. Take a breath. If you're married, take a breath. If you are in a new relationship, take a big, deep breath. Yes. If you're newlyweds, say a prayer. Yeah, this is a big one. So this is huge for many reasons. Now, let me say something. When I say support, if you're married, support doesn't mean the whole house shuts down and everyone, doesn't say anything, including the dog and the kids the whole weekend because you are working on your paper. That's not what support. No. That's not the kind. No. That's not what support means. Okay. So this is the benefit of having a dissertation coach. I love this. This is yummy. So one of my clients, whom name I shall not call because all of my clients' information is confidential. Now, I love this about being a coach because I show my clients how to still write a paper, call a dissertation, right? And have a life. So one of my clients really enjoyed this benefit of my coaching style because I show you how to have a writing routine and how to write a dissertation and still have this thing called a life. But support could mean having the freedom to, number one, be in a program and you are married and have a family, because that is a sacrifice, right? There's a financial sacrifice and a time component that comes with that. Support could also mean maybe shutting off 2 hours a day, right? To where it's uninterrupted, okay? But it doesn't mean closing out the whole weekend, every weekend, or neglecting some of your responsibilities, right? So support can mean several different things, all right? But their support system was definitely on point. Like, they had a great support system. Now, let me talk about the people who did not do so well. People who did not do so well usually did not have a strong support system, right? They usually did not ask for help when they needed, and they had an attitude where they wanted to kind of go at it alone, and they suffered. They really did. They suffered. So a support system was extremely important. And I'll tell you something. When I worked in the lab, the people who kind of didn't have that support system, in the end, they ended up needing my help quite a bit. And I'll tell you the truth. Some of the things that I saw, it was evident that they, was working by themselves. So working as Operation Solo is not a good idea. You know, one of the things I do know is it is cringing, you know, to let somebody see your paper. I remember what it was like. I still cringe when I have to show people my writing. I don't like it. So I know what it's like. And that's why still today, my client's information is confidential. That's why you won't hear me say their name. You will probably hear me share tidbits of the stories and the strategies and the successful stuff, but I've worked with so many people, you won't be able to figure it out, right? Because I understand the vulnerability that comes with, yo, you messing with my writing. This is personal, like Erykah Badu say, you know, I'm sensitive about my stuff, right? So I get it, but do not try to go it alone with your writing. Get that support you need. And don't choose someone who's going to agree with everything that you say, but do get that support while you're in the program, right? And having support doesn't mean everything gets to go your way. The last thing, but not least, this is probably the most important thing I noticed, is their attitude and their belief system. Now, this is a big one. As Dr. Carolyn Mace says, this is great, big, huge. Drop what you're doing. Drop what you're doing to listen to this one. I've always seen this one come up. So you're in a program, right? Your belief and attitude. Here's what I mean by that. I always see it. I've seen the childhood beliefs come up every single time. And y'all know, y'all in a program, or if you're thinking about going into a program, check your belief system, because I guarantee you when you get in class, and I can see y'all right now shaking y'all head. Those of you who are in a program right now, some of the assignments and activities you've had to do have brought up some childhood beliefs, right? They come up every single time. And this is a huge one. It's a tricky one. Because you think you got it going on, right? You're like, I did my bachelor's. Yeah. I did my master's. What? Now I'm in my doctorate. Oh, no. Right? Where did this come from? I'm acting like a little boy again. Like my insecurities are what? Coming up? They do. They do. And it's shocking because you're like, yo, I thought I was over this. It happens. It happens. And when times get difficult in your program and in life simultaneously, and let me tell you something, it happens. And this is why I say that an editor has to be almost like a life coach, which is why my business is it. That's what it is. That's why I have to have it as a part of my business. I cannot be an editor and not a coach at the same time, because inevitably at the end, it always come up. There's something about when it's time to defend. There is a test that always come at some point at the end. I've seen it every single time with every candidate I work with. At the end, I don't know what the universe is thinking about, but it's like, we're going to test this candidate one more time. We're going to give a one for the road, or we're going to give him just one nugget for the road. Let's just see if they really want it. And every single time there's something that comes up, that's a childhood wound that comes up, that tries you, right? And when it comes up, if your mindset, your attitude, and your belief system is not in check, you know, then you won't handle it well, right? And that's when like-minded people around you really make the difference. Really make the difference, because that's when you need somebody around you to encourage you when you don't have the strength to really encourage yourself. So what I've seen is I've seen people who have like-minded people around them do really, really well. Like one of my clients, I even asked her, like, she did so well. I asked her, I was like, girl, are you on medication? And she was like, no, no. I was like, woo, I would have been slashing tires. But I'm just kidding. No, I wasn't really. But I was like, wow, right? And then people who did not have the support system, I've seen them crumble, fall apart. And I've seen years lapse and they are still not done, right? So is what you are believing in right now sustainable, even on your darkest day? That's my question for you. Because the truth is, that's what you're going to need. right? And what are the people saying around you? So people who try to do it on their own, they don't do well, right? So check your crew, check your tribe, check those who are around you, and check your belief system. Check your belief system. That's the last one. Check your belief system. So one way to make sure you are always around like-minded people is to go to Facebook and go ahead and link up to the Facebook group. I have Grad School for Grown Folks. And that way you can ensure that you are definitely around people who are going to support you, who are going to be a resource for you, right? Going to shore you up with those tools that you need. You know, you can always go to dissertationdoctors.com to get access to this podcast. You know, we already have the podcast there. You could also come here to get some encouragement, right? Get some resources and just have the conversation. The thing I found is being able to talk about it. Oh my God, we underestimate the power of being able to talk about that which is important to us, right? So being able to talk about it also is inspirational. It's strength itself. I hope this episode has served you well. Look, guys, we're just getting kicked off. We're just getting started. This is just a snippet of what's to come. If you need anything at all, if you have a question, go ahead and hit me up. You can always reach me at drvetter@dissertationdoctors.com. You've made a decision to do this, so fully go for it. It's in your hands. You guys know what I say. Be light, be love, be you, and in all you do, do it well. See you next time. Bye.